Hi, and welcome to the first episode of the Cleanish Beauty Podcast. My name's Amanda, and along with some co-hosts and guests from time to time, I'm going to take you on a journey to embrace clean beauty and get rid of all the toxic ingredients lurking in products we use every day, but still maintain our standards of beauty. In this episode, you're going to learn a little bit about me, my definition of clean beauty, and why I decided to call it Cleanish. Let's get started. I'm a former women's clothing store owner turned full-time horse rider and writer. I am a beauty and fashion aficionado, horse and animal lover, and my husband calls me a rabid football fan. I love my Denver Broncos football team and pretty much all things football. I grew up riding and showing quarter horses, and my husband and I live on 5 acres with 4 horses, 4 dogs, and 2 cats. I graduated from Oklahoma State University with a degree in apparel merchandising, and I was a buyer before opening my own high-end women's clothing store. And I was also a fashion rider, and I recently retired just to become a full-time horse mom and ride and show horses. I also write an equestrian style blog called One Fine Bay, and my husband and I have a horse podcast called the One Fine Bay Podcast. When it comes to beauty, I always love to try new products, and I'm always on the hunt for the perfect eye cream and mascara. Lipstick was and will always be my first love. I wear lipstick to the barn pretty much every day. I also have a pretty high standard for how I want my beauty products to behave and to last. I spend a lot of time in the barn riding and showing horses, and so I want my beauty products, I want my mascara to last all day, I want my lipstick to last all day, so I definitely have high standards of what I need it to, how I need it to perform. So what got me into clean beauty? I started my clean beauty journey about 2 years ago after a pretty major health incident where I started questioning the sheer amount of toxic chemicals that we expose our bodies to on a daily basis, from the food we eat to the products we slather on our bodies. And quite frankly, I began researching and detoxing. This podcast was born out of that search, and I figured if I needed help, so did others out there. So what does clean beauty mean to me? Many people don't know this, but the beauty industry is one of the least regulated consumer industries, and because of that, companies, many of which I'm sure you have products from, tend to fill their products with nasty ingredients that have been proven to cause your body harm. In Europe, they have banned over 1,300 ingredients from being in beauty products. The US has only banned 30. In a recent report from the California Safe Cosmetics Program, In a recent report from the California Safe Cosmetics Program, 617 cosmetic makers have reported using 93 chemicals that have been linked to cancer, birth defects, or reproductive harm in more than 81,000 products. So what that means is that the burden falls to you to determine what ingredients you're okay with and what you are not. So to me, clean beauty is defined by products that are created and produced without any proven or suspected toxic ingredients. I also look for companies that are very transparent about the ingredients they use and don't hide behind using fragrance or perfume without saying what makes up that fragrance. Clean beauty can be a little controversial because scientists disagree on both sides of this issue, and many people are just quite frankly reluctant to let go of products they know and love. Also, large cosmetic companies are a powerful lobby that often sponsor studies that shed the ingredients they use in a good light so they can keep using these nasty ingredients. I am not a scientist, and I am not approaching this podcast as a scientific study. My stand is, why use these chemicals if there's any chance that they can cause harm, when quite frankly, there's lots of amazing clean brands and products to use instead? I don't want to scare anyone or use fear to make people change, but as someone who has experienced and seen what toxic ingredients can do, I feel like it's important for people to understand that they can make real easy choices that can affect their health for the better. So So that brings me to Cleanish. Why did I name my podcast the Cleanish Beauty Podcast? As you can see, the term clean beauty is complicated and ever-changing as new studies are being released daily and scientists and companies disagree. So while you may feel comfortable using one ingredient, others may not. So my goal is to help you understand what ingredients are potentially dangerous and should be avoided and let you decide if you want to continue to use them or not. I will also provide you with honest reviews of clean products and help you find some great ones along the way. Also, not every clean product works great, and sometimes you kind of have to continue with what works best for you. Hairspray is a great example of that for me. I have tried over 10 healthier, cleaner hairsprays, and not one comes close to doing the job of my favorite hairspray. I have kind of fine, thin, blonde hair, and sometimes I just need a little oomph. With that being said, on days that I'm getting dressed up or I'm going somewhere special, I'll use my less clean hairspray. On days that I'm staying home, I'm gonna be in the barn, I'll use a cleaner version hairspray to kind of help keep flyaways at bay. Another category that can be difficult is natural deodorant. This is a hard one. And quite frankly, you have to kiss a lot of frogs before you find one. And they just don't work the same as deodorant that you're used to. So you kind of have to go into it with a different mindset. So my take is if you're going on a first date, a job interview, or meeting the in-laws for the first time, wear your favorite less clean deodorant. I just kind of feel like you should minimize risk wherever you can. Also, when I first started getting into this whole clean living thing, I was intimidated by so many crunchy, never use anything but straight coconut oil types that I felt lost. I wanted to find my own tribe of beauty lovers who still want to use makeup and hair products that make them feel and look good without sacrificing my health too. You can be glamorous and clean at the same time. So I'm going to end each episode with a ditch and switch, offering a cleaner alternative to popular products. This ditch or switch involves body lotion and is one of the first things I recommend people switch when they are starting out. Body lotion is used over a large area of the body and is meant to be absorbed into your skin, so you really want to make sure you aren't slathering potentially toxic ingredients all over your body. So my ditch is pretty much all the drugstore body lotions, such as Jergens, Aveeno, CeraVe, and Nivea, many of which contain parabens, petroleum byproducts, and fragrances, where they don't disclose what makes up that fragrance. Instead of using those products, I recommend switching to Attitudes, body lotions, and body creams. I was really lucky to stumble upon Attitude very early in my clean beauty journey, and they are fantastic and affordable. Attitude's products are made with the Environmental Working Group's strictest standards in mind, free of cancer-causing chemicals, mutagen endocrine disruptors, and other ingredients of concern. It says on the bottle, free of cancer-causing and worrisome ingredients. And I thought, shouldn't all lotions say this? But sadly, they just don't. Their lotions and body creams come in a variety of configurations to address certain skin issues, as well as different scents and added special ingredients. The Moisture and Repair Dry Skin Body Lotion is my absolute favorite. It contains argan oil, which is a natural ingredient rich in antioxidants and fatty acids to restore and protect your delicate skin, and it has a light vanilla scent that is all natural and leaves your skin gently scented as well as super soft. Honestly, my skin is just as soft and moisturized as it was when I was using less clean body lotions. So why use one that could potentially cause harm when I can use one that works just as great that doesn't? Attitude is also an amazing company because it makes a wide variety of products and is a great place to start if you're looking to swap out some of your less clean products. I also recommend and use on a daily basis their soaps, their body washes, their shampoos, their conditioners, and laundry detergent. Well, thank you for listening to the first episode, and I look forward to sharing more clean beauty with you. On the next episode, I'm going to tell you how to get started with clean beauty, some common toxic ingredients to avoid, and some great websites and apps that help you identify if products are safe, as well as tell you about some of my favorite places to buy clean beauty items. You can always find me on Instagram at the Cleanish Beauty Podcast, where I'll list all the products discussed in each episode and shoot me a DM if you have any questions or products. And remember, no one should have to compromise their health for beauty. No one should have to compromise their beauty for health. You can have it both with clean, non-toxic beauty, even if it is just Cleanish.